Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to yet another One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Show Preview. I'm Pam. Our full-length show comes your way each Monday at 1 p.m. We highlight different ways to show our homes some love. These home decor short tips, though, along with a preview of Monday's show, is presented each Thursday evening at this 10 o'clock hour. It is our hope that something said will be helpful and useful to you. Tonight's decor short is all about interior redesign. What is interior redesign? Interior redesign is all about the prefix re and its definition. And we'll start there. Webster says the prefix re means return or go back. Redesign takes you back by using what you have, rearranging what you have, and reclaiming a space that has lost its decor way. Cleaning and decluttering because you cannot decorate dirt, adding color, revamping furniture, cleaning or replacing the window treatments, adding wall art and area rugs, and even using a weekend to repurpose an old dresser to serve as a kitchen island that you've always wanted gives a sense of purpose to an old space. And if you look closely, items that are not being used that live in the basement or are hidden in the garage can be the new pieces in your space. The goal of redesign is to use our space to its full potential. When I got married, my mom repurposed my bedroom to be her ironing room. No longer was it Pam's bedroom, which she never failed to tell me. It was her ironing room. She reclaimed the room using the space as it was then, not what it had been. Solutions to redesigning a room can be found without knocking down walls, pulling up carpet, or changing the aqua tub in the bathroom. You know, there are some apartments that still have aqua and pink tubs, but we want to include them in our design rather than act like they don't exist. Oh, the pink tub. Let's not complain about that. Let's redesign allows us to bring in the aqua tub or the terracotta tile in the bathroom. We can make it part of our new design. Redesign can enhance the quality of life while making the space aesthetically attractive. Redesign makes it functional, reflective, and comfortable. No longer did my mom have to take the ironing board down or go into the pantry to get the iron each time she needed it. I lost a room, but she gained a usable space. That is what redesign is. It takes what you have and gives you a better quality of life in the space, renewing the love that you once had for it. How can I assist you in redesigning a room or rooms in your home? If you have an idea or need my help in redesigning a room, contact me at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. And speaking of redesign, be sure to join us at 1 p.m. on Monday, August 24th, where we will be designing a sweet retreat. That's what my dad used to say when we would go and visit him. After my mom passed and we would go and visit him, he would retire to his suite. That's what he called his bedroom. We're going to discuss on Monday ways in which to create a suite retreat of our bedrooms. We will look at design trends for bedrooms and sleeping environments. And I'll explain to you on Monday why I do refer to the bedroom as sometimes as a sleeping environment. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you now, a lot of us do not have the traditional bedroom with a door. We may sleep in open spaces. I remember when the kids were growing up and we moved into a house and I finally got my own bedroom. I thought that was really cool. It didn't have a door, but that was okay. I had my own space with my own bed and my own television. So we want to create and make where we retire at night, as my dad used to say, he was going to retire to his suite. We want to make that as comfortable and as pleasant as possible. And that's what we will be looking at on Monday. But I want to also share with you, too, that some sleep experts disagree with the new roles of today's bedroom. There are many roles to our bedroom, but a lot of sleep experts think there's too much going on in the bedroom that might reflect on the ability to get a good night's sleep. But we'll talk about that on Monday. And we will also talk linens and keeping our sleeping spaces clean, spacious, and airy, because all of this contributes to a good night's sleep. Well, thank you for joining me this evening with your Decor Short this Thursday evening and show preview for Monday. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While it may be short on time, it will never be short on substance. Talk to you Monday.